Former General Manuel Noriega ruled Panama for more than 16 years, despite never winning an election. Once an ally of the United States, Noriega sparked condemnation when his government was blamed for killing political opponents, rigging elections, and trafficking Colombian cocaine into the United States. After months of tensions, U.S. military forces invaded Panama in late 1989 and seized Noriega. Former U.S. Attorney Guy Lewis helped convict Noriega in 1992 for drug and racketeering charges. He says the case was historic.
This is the first time and the last time that a leader of a country has ever been forcibly removed, in this case by the 82nd Airborne Division, brought to the United States to stand trial.
Lewis says that during the trial, Noriega felt that the charges against him were politically motivated and asked courts to declare him a prisoner of war. Lewis says what investigators found was a vast drug network linked to Panama. Noriega's lawyers have filed court appeals claiming that his POW status blocks any extradition to France, where he faces money laundering charges. U.S. courts have rejected the appeals. Panama also has asked for Noriega's extradition to face charges of embezzlement, corruption, and murder. But many Panamanians support the French extradition claim. Luis Botello, a former Panamanian journalist who lives in Washington, D.C., says few people believe the 73-year-old former leader would face justice at home.
Entonces, en ese sentido,
Even though many Panamanians would like to see him punished in Panama, there's little confidence in the government. Many people want justice to be served, and if that can only happen abroad, then Noriega should go to France.
Botello says there is frustration that many of Noriega's former allies remain in power. And he says there has been no real effort to prosecute others accused of crimes during Noriega's rule. Botello says the recent extradition debate revives difficult memories about Noriega's dictatorship.
The fact that Noriega's possible return has stirred up so many strong emotions some 17 years later.
Ha empezado nuevamente a causar ese rencor y a volver a esos recuerdos de antes.
Shows that Panama is not ready to have him here yet, even if he went to prison.
Botello says Panama's government still needs to rebuild the public's confidence, which was damaged during the dictatorship. He says that may be easier without the former general. Brian Wagner, VOA News.